three great questions get answered in the Gospel of John. And these three great answers provide three great motivations in the Gospel of John. Our key verses for this morning are John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. And these verses provide the answer to the third of our three great questions. Let me read our key verses, John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. I wonder, what is the most frequently asked question in the English language? What is the shortest question? If you are a parent with children, you will know that a very common question and a very short question is simply the word why. Sometimes the word will form part of a longer sentence, and sometimes it will be used on its own. As a parent, you may on occasions find these why questions frustrating, and at other times you may welcome them because they demonstrate a willingness to learn. They suggest that your child has an inquiring mind. And maybe we as adults should ask the why question more often too. As we get older, we may find that we have always just accepted things. We have always assumed that we have known without really asking why. And when you think about Jesus, when you think about God the Father, when you think about salvation, when you think about Jesus dying on the cross, when you think about Jesus rising from the dead, and when you think about the Bible that we have been given, do you ever ask the question, why? In the Gospel of John, the writer, John, answers three really good questions for us. Three really good why questions. And he gives us three really great answers. And the three answers that he gives us provide the three great motivations that we see in the Gospel of John. So here are the three really good why questions. Number one, why did God the Father send his Son Jesus into the world? Number two, why did Jesus come into the world? Number three, why did John write the Gospel of John? And the answers to all three of the questions, each answer has one word in common. Each answer contains the word life. Here are the three questions again. Number one, why did God the Father send his Son Jesus into the world? Number two, why did Jesus come into the world? And number three, why did John write the Gospel of John? Why? You want to know why? Life. The answer is life. So let's have a look at the questions one at a time. Starting with question number one, why did God the Father send his son Jesus into the world? And John's Gospel answers this question in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, where it says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Did you hear the word life? God sent Jesus into our world. God gave Jesus to our world so that anyone can believe in him and have life that lasts forever. What about the second question? Why did Jesus come into the world? And the answer? You already know the answer. The answer is life. And the answer comes from chapter 10 and verse 10, where Jesus himself says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Did you hear the word life? Jesus came into our world so that anyone can have life that really satisfies. Life to the full. And so now we move on to our third question. Why did John write the Gospel of John? Why did he write his book? Why did he write loads of stuff about Jesus? And how did he choose what to write? What was his criteria for choosing material? How did he choose what to put in and what to leave out of his book? What was his intention for writing? And what did he hope to achieve by writing the book? And the answer, well, you already know the answer. The answer is life. And you can find the answer in our key verses for today. That is, of course, John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Now, did you hear the word life? John wrote his book so that we may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. Why would anyone ever want to write a book? Why do people write books these days? Maybe they want to become famous. Maybe they want to record a historic event. Or maybe they want to entertain people. Maybe they want to promote a cause that they feel passionate about. Or maybe they hope to make money from the royalties they will receive. But why did the Apostle John write his book, the Gospel of John? And the answer, you already know the answer is life. Jesus performed many other signs writes John in his book, many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these ones that are recorded, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Now, these verses follow on directly from the incident with Thomas in verses 24 to 29 of the same chapter, in which Thomas eventually believes that Jesus has risen from the dead because he meets the risen Lord Jesus. And Jesus says to him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And as Jesus is speaking, he knows that those in the future who will believe without seeing, many of them will believe because of what they have heard, because of what they have been told. But of course, as the years go by, and the eyewitnesses who had seen the risen Lord Jesus pass away one by one, people will need a written record about Jesus so that they can read it, or so that someone else can read it to them, so that they can believe. And if we read John chapter 20, verses 30 to 31, our key verses, in the context of the preceding verses, starting at verse 24, this is what we read. Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But Thomas said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Blessed are those who have not seen the risen Lord Jesus face to face and yet have believed. And this is why John wrote his book, The Gospel of John, so that we may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. John has written his book, but there's no point in the book being written unless someone reads it. These things have been written so that we can read them on our own, and in our families, in our small groups, in our church, and so that we can read them to our world that needs as Saviour, so that we and they can believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And so that we and they, by believing, may have life in Jesus' name. Gabby will tell you, if you ask her, about life in Romania during the communist era, the life that she knew in the 70s and 80s, when the Word of God was rare, when the Word of God was forbidden in Romania, when the Bible was seen as precious by believers and dangerous by the communists. And the people of God had to smuggle the Word of God into Romania. In the days when people would share a Bible, believers borrowed Bibles from each other, and disciples of Jesus copied the scriptures by hand. And by contrast, nowadays, we have numerous Bibles on our bookshelves gathering dust, and online Bibles and Bible apps too. But are we reading the Word of God? Are we using the Bible? Are we meditating on the scriptures? John wrote his part of the Bible, the Gospel of John, so that we might read it, and so that we may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and so that by believing we may have life in his name. This is the Word of God. Let us read it and be transformed. Let us believe and let us have life in his name. Amen.